40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The feds are headed to the Deep South. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. They'll go to western Mississippi tomorrow to survey damage from last night's tornadoes, which killed 26 people there and in Alabama. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Silver City, Mississippi.
73-year-old Ernestine Hill survived but lost everything else, including her blood pressure medicine. She was too overwhelmed to talk, but we found some of her medicine in the rubble.
Tornado! Tornado!
The nighttime tornado also tore through the town of Rolling Fork, killing at least 13.
Search and rescue!
Houses were pummeled and roofs were ripped off.
There's been no more word of any more survivors found under the rubble after a chocolate plant explosion in West Reading, Pennsylvania. But officials say they're still hopeful. Police Chief Wayne Holbin.
They are beginning to move debris and move it. They're doing it methodically. Obviously, they want to be as careful as they can. And they are utilizing canines and also imaging equipment to help in that search recovery.
Two people are known dead, five unaccounted for, and several other people have been hospitalized. It's back to school in Los Angeles, where the employees' union says it finally has a deal that it can vote on. KCAL-TV's Lauren Posen.
A 30% wage increase, exactly what the union wanted. In addition, retroactive pay between $4,000 and $8,000 for many employees, and a $1,000 bonus for everyone who worked during the pandemic. The average annual salary goes from $25,000 to $33,000. Also, 7-hour shifts guaranteed each day for special education assistance. That's up from 6 hours. And fully paid health care benefits for workers and everyone in their family.
Former president and current candidate Donald Trump has used his first campaign rally to talk about the possibility of an indictment for alleged illegal payments during the 2016 campaign. Those payments including thousands of dollars to adult film star Stormy Daniels, who he didn't mention by name.
The district attorney of New York, under the auspices and direction of the Department of Injustice in Washington, D.C., was investigating me for something that is not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair. I never liked horseface.
Trump in Waco, Texas. There's a Cinderella story for the NCAA men's basketball tournament, with Florida Atlantic University beating Kansas State to go to its first Final Four. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Kicking off Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Cold Black River. That's Hillbilly Zeus on Maxine Kevy. 420 decibel before that. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxine Kevy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, Cold Black River, they're playing at the Barley Pop, opening up for our guest tonight.
That's right, Jimmy. Rogue Rat plays that show as well. They'll be releasing their new album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, and they'll be playing with the Warhawks. But more importantly, we have Nate O from Rogue Rats, and we'll be talking to him after 10:30 tonight. And then, Jimmy, Essential Last Crack at 11.
That new Rogue Rack is really good. I can't wait to play it for you. Hey, Bomblastica is happening at the Wisco April 15th, 27 years of Max Inc. Carbellion, Iron Plow, Wizard Hammer are playing. Rocker, what's some a fond memory that you have tonight for Bomblastica?
Well, Jimmy, before there was Bomblastica, there was just Maximum Inc.'s annual party of existence. We used to celebrate our existence. And in 1998, we had our second year anniversary. And believe it or not, we had WORT, 101.5 IBA, and 94.1 JGO all come together to celebrate with us. And that was at the Mango Grill. People might remember that. That's where WSUM currently resides. There was University Square there. And the band's playing, you ready for this? Door Slammer, Lorenzo Music, and Magic 7.
Wow. That's amazing. The good old days.
March 19th, 1998.
How many people showed up? That was a Thursday night.
Oh, that was packed. That was a Thursday night. Of course, we offered free beer back then. I would get a half barrel of beer. I would find the darkest possible beer I could find and give it away for free, like oatmeal stout.
Right, right. Good stuff. So they can only have one or two.
Yeah,
Join us for this week, though, or this year, 27 years of Maximum Inc. at the Wisco, April 15th, Carbellion, Iron Plow, Wizard Haver. We're going to broadcast live from 6 to 9 p.m. Hope to see you there. Let's play a song from each of the bands playing Bomblastica, kicking it off with a brand new one from Carbellion. Pity the backseat. It's Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings! Cool.
Down. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Tornadoes ripped through Mississippi and Alabama, leaving at least 26 people dead. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The tornado hit at night, so when the sun came up, that's when people realized that their homes were torn down. The walls are gone, roofs gone, and people have spent all day trying to pick up the pieces.
In West Reading, Pennsylvania, rescuers are searching for possible survivors after a chocolate factory exploded last night. Police Chief Wayne Holbin.
The rescue workers are continuing their efforts to search the area thoroughly, utilizing specialized equipment and techniques to locate signs of life.
At least two people were killed in that explosion. After a three-day strike, the L.A. Unified School District and union leaders reach a tentative contract deal. KCBS-TV's Lauren Posen.
An agreement the mayor, the district, and the union call historic and transformative.
It was a sacrifice, 3 days without pay, and the teacher's sacrifice needs to mean something.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
This is Hammer, mortgage originator with Provisor. Get your financing game on before you jump into the open house market. Join me at Weichert Realtors Lake Point 8 to 10 every Saturday and Sunday morning in March. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube, coffee from Forward Craft and Coffee, and let's talk financing strategy. It's an open house tailgate party at Weichert Lake Point 2045 Atwood Avenue. Visit MadisonOpenHouse.com for more info. Provisor Inc., NMLS ID 1802853, Equal Housing Lender.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow. Hey! It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sink Heavy on Civic Media. That is Rogue Rat and brand new off their album Satisfaction Guaranteed, A Pawn in the Hand. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, and Rocker, you're going to introduce our next guest.
Jimmy, Rogue Rat formed in 2017, and they're a high octane pedal to the metal rock from Madison. They're releasing a new album. It's their debut album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, on April 1st at the Barley Pop Live here in the Mad City. We have Nate O on the phone with us to tell us all about Rogue Rat, the new album and release show. Nate, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
You know, Nate.
Yeah, you bet.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with Rogue Rat, tell us a little bit about the band. I mean, you guys have been around for a minute.
Yeah, we've been around for, almost 6 years now. I think 2017 was when we all got together. I had just left my band Sir No Sir, and I was kind of in pursuit of doing something a little different. I wanted to pursue things that were more in line with my influences from growing up. And, I was heavily influenced by, you know, the new wave of British heavy metal bands like Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and, you know, those first couple Def Leppard albums and you know, the stuff of the hard rock of the 70s, like UFO and Deep Purple and you know, and then into some of the punk rock of the late 70s, the Ramones and the Pistols and stuff like that. I wanted to incorporate some of that into it. And obviously, I mean, if you hear our stuff, you'll hear there's definitely Motorhead influence in there too.
I was gonna, I was gonna say you mentioned all those bands. I was gonna ask you about Motorhead because when I listened to Satisfaction Guaranteed, that was one of the first things I picked up. Very Motorhead-ish, and I love that. I like it.
Yeah, most definitely. I think you know, that's obviously comes a lot from my influence of growing up with Motorhead, but also when Rograt formed, it's that band is comprised of myself and three other guys that were in a Motorhead tribute band.
And who are those guys? name your band members.
It's myself and Peter Rabbit, who is the bass player, and Peter played guitar in the Bottles for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Nate Hougley is playing lead guitar, and he also plays with Full Vinyl Treatment, who is another Madison staple, have been around for, you know, a couple decades now, I think. and then we have Scott Chazen on drums. And Scott is an incredibly talented drummer who's played with, he currently plays with Vermillion, mm-hmm. As well as us. And he has played with JFA, Jody Foster's Army, back in the day. I mean, that's a pretty big punk name, and also Junior Achievement, who is also a big punk name from back in the day. And I mean, he's a pretty sought after drummer. I feel we're pretty fortunate to have him on our team.
No doubt, man.
He even plays with Kelsey Miles from time to time.
Yeah.
He does indeed play with Kelsey, yes.
Hey, tell us about your new debut album. It's called Satisfaction Guaranteed, and you're about to release it. What's tell us the skinny.
Well, yes, the skinny is it's 11 songs that are, you know, they're pretty much written to get you moving. I think, you know, that was my whole purpose in doing this, is that, you know, I wanted something to get people's, you know, to get people moving and get their heads bobbing, you know, get your head banging a little bit and have some fun. You know, most of the songs are pretty, pretty high octane, pretty fast, up tempo. I think there's maybe one mid tempo song on the entire album.
It's straightforward rock and roll in my mind. I love it. It's just straightforward rock and roll. Let's party.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what my aim was all along.
Talk about the artwork on the album real quick. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah. That was a design, that was, actually, it was purchased from an artist online, and then I, did some, digital modifications to it. Mm-hmm. I spent quite a bit of time, doing different variations of it, and that's the final rendering is what you see. I think it turned out pretty good.
It fits the album too. I think I love the artwork on CDs and albums, of course, but it's even better when it kind of ties in rocker with the music on the album.
Jimmy, that's right. And Rograt, they are releasing this album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, at the Barley Pop Live in the Mad City on Saturday, April 1st, along with Cold Black River and Warhawk. This is April Fool's Day, though. Are there going to be any surprises?
There are definitely going to be some surprises. So,
uh-oh. Can you spill the tea? Give us a clue.
I can't leak it.
Oh,
I can't
what about a tease?
You'll have to show up.
We're putting the screws to you, man.
Well, tell us about the bands that you're playing with for this show. Cold Black River, we play a lot of their music. Tell us a little bit about Warhawk for a second.
Warhawks are a hardcore punk band that has been in, you know, they've been around for quite a few years in Madison, comprised of some, you know, some really talented musicians for sure. They're super fun, super aggressive, and they are a perfect opener for the night.
That's awesome. And that show, once again, is happening Saturday, April 1st at the Barley Pop downtown. April Fools. Hello, everybody. Cold Black River, Warhawk, and, of course, Rogue Rat. Once the album's released, where can people find it online, where they could buy it?
Well, it's going to be on all of your streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, and all the others, YouTube Music. You can go to our Facebook page, and there will be links to everything there.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Get it? Yeah, get it while it's hot.
And if you want a physical copy, you can come to one of our shows, and you can pick one up there.
That's the best way to do it. We're going to play Drag Strip Queen. This is my personal favorite on the album so far. Tell me about the song.
This is about a motorcycle. Actually, it's about a motorcycle that I bought a few years ago. And, you know, I think the lyrics to the song pretty much tell it all. It's a whole lot of fun.
It's a party. It's Rogue Rat. Nato, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. And congratulations on the new album.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. And thank you for the congratulatory, output.
Yeah, man, you're welcome. That's rock and roll, and let's have a party right now with Rogue Rat, Drag Strip Queen, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She runs hot, highly modified.
that's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Put your hands up!
Heavy with Sir No Sir. That's from their 2015 Scavenger album, Play for Keeps. Some Rogue Rat before that. Thanks to Nate O for calling in tonight. We really appreciate it. The new album is called Satisfaction Guaranteed. The CD release party is happening Saturday, April 1st at the Barley Pop, featuring Gold Black River and Warhawk. It's going to be a great show. Congratulations to Rogue Rat. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker Max Inc. Heavy, brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, shop igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison. See their full menu at forwardcraft.com. And by the Mad City Bridal Expo. This is happening tomorrow at the Monona Terrace. Your ring is just the beginning. See full details and get tickets right now at madcitybridalexpo.com. Still to come tonight, Essential Last Crack just after 11 o'clock. Plus, we'll tell you what's happening on Max Inc. Radio in the coming weeks. Direct Hit, they are celebrating a 15-year anniversary and they're throwing a party at the Rigby on Saturday, April 22nd. Pistols at Dawn is also playing that show. Here's a brand new single from Direct Hit. It's called Wasteland. It's Max Inc. Heavy, and we are local music.
Now you're alone.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.